It took a year to build and several years of planning behind the scenes, but Caldwell's Indian Creek Plaza is now a reality. The 57,000 square foot downtown urban square opened to the public yesterday. Now, the plaza sits at the corner of Kimball Avenue and Arthur Street, and it includes a stage which can double as an ice rink, fire pits, a splash pad, and water fountains. But aside from the fun stuff, this $7.3 million project was designed to revitalize Caldwell's downtown. And joining me by phone is Caldwell Mayor Garrett Nankolas. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy day with all this going on to talk to us.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to be on the phone, and thank you so very much for taking an interest in downtown Caldwell. We are excited.
So it officially opened to the public yesterday, but if I'm correct, you have your ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow to do a grand kickoff, correct?
That's correct. The official ribbon cutting is tomorrow, probably around 5:25 is when it will occur, and obviously lots of fun events associated with that ribbon cutting, music. Matter of fact, I'm going to even sing a couple songs to get the christen the stage from the city standpoint.
Well, I love it. So take me back to what this area looked like before the big transformation. We have a lot of people who are moving into the Treasure Valley, moving into Idaho, and what they're seeing is the revitalized downtown Caldwell. But this was not the case even 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, Caldwell certainly went through a transition downtown, started many, many years ago with malls coming and businesses moving out of downtown. So our downtown had a very high vacancy rate. We did not have the beautiful creek running in daylight like it is now. It was covered up by bricks and mortar and pavement and concrete. So the process to get where we're at today has actually been a very lengthy one, started several years ago, first of all, with the daylighting of Indian Creek. And that is a beautiful 6-acre now green space with flowers and trees. And, of course, during the wintertime, hundreds of thousands of lights to light up that creek and bring folks into downtown. But those are some of the things that we did to start the process. We upgraded the train depot, took it back to its original beautiful historic state. We've added parking downtown. We've done some streetscape work with new sidewalk, curb gutter, pavers, lights. And so this is kind of the big moment where all that comes together and we have this beautiful open space now that is just gorgeous and obviously a great place for activity.
And why was it important to really have this revitalization of downtown? And what I mean by that is, you know, you really are the opening to the Sunny Slope area. I mean, you have to go through Caldwell to get to all of these wonderful wineries that we have in the Treasure Valley, and which is known as the Sunny Slope. But why was it important to make that next step then and really do almost $7.5 million renovation?
Well, Caldwell used to be the activity place of Canyon County. And I remember it as a kid. That's where we came downtown. We had a movie theater. We had businesses. Mom would drop us off and go to the movie, and we would walk around downtown. We would get a soda at the soda fountain. Mom would buy our Levi's at Sears. And Caldwell's downtown was a center of activity. And as you stated, over the years, that has kind of changed. But now with the wine industry, with the farm-to-fork industry, with the way things have changed, we wanted to recreate a destination point downtown that kept our citizens in Caldwell, first of all, and gave them a place to recreate and have a great time. But we also wanted to recreate that destination point where folks would come here as a starting point for the wine country or walk along the creek or come to downtown to see the movie theater and take part in some of the wonderful businesses and restaurants we have downtown. So this was an essential piece of reestablishing that destination point that Caldwell once was and recreating that.
I'm speaking with Caldwell Mayor Garrett Nankolas. We're talking about the just opened Indian Creek Plaza. And Mayor, you're hoping to bring in, if I have this right, 330,000 people to the plaza just in its first year. So, A, how do you do that? And what do you have planned to bring people in?
Well, that is a lofty goal, but it is one that we think we can achieve. You know, and if you take into consideration already the number of people that come to downtown for Indian Creek Festival, for the Christmas lights at Christmas time, to be honest with you, it's not a far stretch to believe that we can get that extra 150 or 175,000 people, because we're already getting well over 150,000 people as it is coming to our downtown area. So with music, with wine tasting, with the wine country, with any kind of, there's all kinds of activity, ice skating that's going to be happening during the wintertime, chalk art, farm to fork, food festivals, all these different programs that are going to be provided in downtown will bring all different types of folks for lots of different reasons. And then, of course, just the premier gathering place. It is gorgeous, music, wine tasting, food. It's just a beautiful place to come and relax, and then all the other amenities around it with the theater, the creek, the other restaurants that are there, plus the new ones that are opening up. It will be a really nice place to come and hang out. So we think we can do that.
And how important is this to Caldwell? Because there's an estimate, I believe, that the economic impact of this plaza is going to be, in the first year, more than $2.5 million.
You know, the main thing that we look at is a leakage factor. Right now, if folks leave Caldwell to go someplace else for a movie or for music or for wine tasting or for dinner, then they take their dollars with them out of the community, and which is good for the other communities, but not so good for Caldwell. So the goal is to keep our citizens in town and keep those dollars rolling around within Caldwell businesses. But also we needed to do something like this to create, again, I hate to keep using the word, but a destination point, mm-hmm. giving other people in the region a reason to come to Caldwell and bring their dollars with them here instead of the reverse. So we believe, you know, with the college right down the road, college right across the creek, TVCC, College of Idaho, we have built-in students who wanted a place to come, who need that activity. When folks come into town for football games or basketball games, all the events that we have with the colleges, those families will now have a destination point to come to. Plus, just on a regular basis, I've already seen license plates from all around the area in our downtown, which we didn't really see before. They're coming here to take a look at what's going on. Caldwell has a beautiful downtown, and I think it's been discovered.
And talk to me about the idea of maybe bringing in a hotel, maybe a boutique hotel, because as we talked about, with you really being that entrance to the Sunny Slope area, a lot of people that make a weekend of wine tasting don't stay in Canyon County normally. You know, they end up back in Boise. Where are you in those conversations? I've had you on the program before, and we talked about this a little bit, so I wanted to know if there was an update about that.
You bet, and thank you for asking for that. Yes, we actually just awarded the RFP to Gardner Company for the Creekside Redevelopment Project. That's what we're calling this. The proposal has a four-story boutique hotel, along with two other buildings that are very active use on the first floor, restaurant businesses that will retail, that will bring people to those, and then actually residential living on the second and third floor. So that also brings a captive audience to the downtown in a living format, but also with this boutique hotel, it is intended to cater to that clientele that would like to come here and have a beautiful place to come and stay and enjoy the creek, be able to walk out your front door and see the creek, you know, and right in front of you, or have the plaza right out your back door, and all the events that are going on there, and then also as the gateway to this beautiful new wine industry that is growing all around Caldwell and in the Fraser Valley.
This has to be an exciting time for you, not just as mayor, but being a native of Caldwell.
I am so excited. I can't even put it into words. I have such wonderful memories as a kid growing up in the city of Caldwell, of all the fun things to do in Caldwell, the downtown activity. I loved going downtown with my parents. Like I say, going to a movie. I saw Herbie and the Love Bug in downtown Caldwell. I saw Sword and Stone, you know. These are so wonderful memories for me, very fond memories. And for me to be able to come back downtown and participate in these things the way I did as a kid, it takes me back to my childhood. It really does. It creates that same excitement for me that I felt as a kid growing up in Caldwell. And not only that, we have the privilege of having two beautiful little girls that live with us most of the time, or a lot of the time, Lily and Melody. Lily is 14 and Melody is 8. And these two little girls now have that same opportunity.
And Mayor, I have got to cut you off because I love it. I could talk to you about this all day. Mayor Nancolas and Caldwell, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on this renovation and revitalization.